Good morning, we're continuing Chayyadim. Excuse me, Kal Amad Hey. Simon Hey. Certainly Zorma Oid Lahargal Atzma Lishka Valtzidoy Dafka. Person should train himself to sleep on his side. Vesa go to Lishka Prakton, Tana Sheikhiv Al Gaboy, Vupon of the Malo, Vutayb Shargal Atzma Lishka Valtzad Smo. So a person should not sleep face, a man should not sleep facing down or facing up. A woman can sleep either way, it's not an issue. A man should not sleep facing down or facing up. Preferably a person should sleep on his side. And preferably at the beginning of the night, he should go to sleep on his left side. And in the middle of the night, if a person wakes up, a person goes back to sleep. So then it's good to turn onto your right side. Vihar b'tarach yishan was that there's a shmirah, the same way we talked about the idea of shmirah being saying in psukim rachamim, etc. The greatest shmirah is limud Torah. So, a person is learning Torah. That's a protection that the different concerns of mazikim, which exist at the nighttime, will not affect the person. We spoke about this a little bit once in conjunction to Tefillas Haderech. And it's brought down also the person should be osik b'Torah while a person is b'derech. That's a form of protection. I think I mentioned then that the Kloisenberger Rebbe in a shir once said he feels that part is much more important than the Tefillas Haderech part of it, the Shmir of Limud Torah. And in an extraordinary situation, that shir that he gave, I once heard from somebody, this will go off a little bit on a side over here, but it's mentioned the story that he gave this year in Union, when he was still in Union City, before he moved to Eretz Yisrael. And in the background during the shir, there was an ambulance which passed by, and it was recorded, the sound of the ambulance was recorded in the shir. Years later, a person was listening to the shir. I heard this from the brother-in-law of the person it happened to. He was listening to the shir, and as he was driving, so he was learning Torah while he was driving, and he heard the ambulance, so he pulled over. And moments after that, a car went out of control and would have hit him had he been not pulled over. But because he listened to that ambulance sound, believing it was an actual ambulance present at the time, he moved over to, because he's supposed to give access to the ambulance. There really was no ambulance, which he realized after he looked around for a few moments. Meanwhile, that sound had saved him. The fact that he was learning Torah and that sound had been recorded years prior saved him. So a person should go to sleep with Kriya Shema. So if a person is not going to be maharvel in Torah, the person would do it by repeating the Shema again and again until he falls asleep. But you cannot repeat the first pasuk. The more talks about a person who says Shema Shema, looks like Chas V'Shalom he's accepting upon himself two different rishuyos. So therefore, the person cannot repeat the first pasuk. A person should say vidui before he goes to bed. He's going to go quote a mimer from the Zohar, which I'm not going to read the whole thing inside. That every night when a person goes to bed, his neshama goes to Shemayim, and the averus of the day are reviewed, and the person's neshama signs off, as it were, that he's done these things and accepts that fact. After 120 years, a person comes to Shemayim, and a person says, "I don't remember doing such a thing." They show him the signature, as it were, of his neshama. But that's only if he doesn't do tshuva that day. If a person did tshuva that day, so it's not nikva in Shemayim at all. So the moment of kviyas in Shemayim is not when the person does the avera, it's when the neshama comes up to Shemayim at the end of the day when a person's sleeping. So a person says the vidui, i.e. says vidui and does tshuva, before that happens, so it's easier to remove the chait than a person doing tshuva after the following day. So that's why the Zohar says it's important for a person to say vidui and do tshuva before a person goes to bed. So it's an appropriate point. He says a person should think through the actions of the day. Now, just one last point of the Mr. Shasharim says a similar idea that just like the big merchants, at the end of each day, they look through their ledgers to see how the day went. Did they use it well? So similarly, a person wants to do that cheshbon nefesh at the end of the day to think through, has he used his day well, and what can he do to make sure that the following day will be a better usage of his day. Okay. Last point the Chayyim does not mention over here is the idea of mechila, because the person who causes other people to be punished because of him, he himself is punished. So it's appropriate to say Lashon HaMechila before he goes to bed and be mechil those people. And the shalom lishmor that the person has, even though he's upset at them, is because it's better for him in the long run. Obviously, the best way to be mechil is just be mechil Hashem Shemayim. But if a person would find that hard, so there's a motivation that you will benefit from the mechila as well. Just last point on that. A person really benefits from the mechila as well, not only just in Shemayim, but in his mental and physical health as well. Have a good day.